And in many ways, it helps the unemployment situation, because people, the 1,500 people who didn't work before now, are now working. But as you say, it's all menial work, and it's all also, to me, in a form of a foreign colonialism, where you bring in a outside-owned plant merely to provide a labor camp for that plant, and all the resources and all the money for economic development and development of the land is sucked up and then goes
off,
and then it's distributed out there. So this kind of a thing is going on, most Indian reservations, and it was very popular the last 10 years. Tribe wants to go into motel business and restaurant business, but you know, this sounds very good. The Navajo tribe owns a sawmill. The Navajo tribe owns a utility company. The Navajo tribe owns a restaurant and a motel. But when you look at it, it's kind of scary. It's just like, suppose the whole state of New Mexico, every store and every shop in the state of New Mexico is owned by the state of New Mexico. Where would you have your tax base for the state to operate its fund, get its funds from? So the whole society, a free enterprise, and the whole basis of democracy is based on this free enterprise system, where free enterprise grows as a private sector, and then from this the fund is generated to operate its own government. And for instance, the United States right now have I would say, of the several billions of dollars as a gross national product, the money it circulates, probably about 30% of that fund is government money, and the rest is all companies like this one here. This is a privately owned place, and so is most of all the stores along the streets, and many throughout America. These are the ones that are cranking out the dollars, and then from this, Uncle Sam gets its funds. But on Indian reservations, it's reversed. 90% of the funds circulating on reservations are all government funds. BIA, PHS, tribal funds, no matter where it comes from, whether it comes from oil, gas, or minerals, or whatever it is. But the private sector money, the money that's going to create an economy or an economic base, is not there. So how are you going to create jobs with that kind of a situation? The only other way is to create more government jobs. So I think there is a need for a serious look as to what direction, what kind of an economy Indian tribes should have. This, I think, requires some research on your part. Right now, some tribes have slowed down on this kind of a thing, and they begin to push more of individual enterprises, where you, as young people, may want to get a loan and establish a plant and run your own business whatever that business might be. And that creates jobs, and then other jobs are created through your own effort.
What isn't the drive, borrow money, let's say, and start
a business in that respect, That way you then
generate,
like to
see development
and
economic base,
I think the tribe can do that, but right now the tribe, meaning the tribal council, still feels that they ought to run everything. That's why the development of this, what I refer to as a private sector, is very small. Besides trading posts and a few service stations and sheep herders and cattle growers, there's no private sector.
Yeah, but does Navajo tribe need a private sector? What about their trust monies?
If you
can't hardly analogize them to the federal government because, the Navajo tribe runs a surplus. They got a surplus someplace. That's under lock and key by somebody.
What's that?
It's oil and gas royalties, mineral royalties.
No, they're using that as a public service. They use that for 10-day public works projects and
that's all used up, committed someplace else, huh?
Right, in fact, they're going in the red every year. 6 years ago, the tribe had about 75 million. Today they have 44 million.
And that's all tied up?
They keep drawing out every year. And
they still got a surplus.
But it's going down. Where are you going to get it?
Well,
now, if you drain all your oil well doesn't pump forever.
That's right, but okay. I'm talking about maybe bringing private industry on the reservation. Well, the tribe has the power to tax, and they can set a scale lower than federal and state government taxes in states, which still encourage businesses to go on the reservation, yet still undercut cost of operating in the state.
But does that really develop the people?
Isn't the job they were looking for.
Well, is it the job you're looking for, or are you looking for an economic base?
Well, it's the same thing, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. For instance, let's take America. If America was such that all the industries and all the jobs available here were brought in from Russia, and all you and I ever do is work, we never own anything, then...
Over time, some of the Navajos will get this entrepreneurship idea and start their own businesses. They need the expertise.
Well, that's what the deal has been saying for 100 years. A movement has to be made.
They get a Navajo Small Business Administration.
I think that's one of the areas on Indian education. Everybody that goes to college, they shun away from business. And you probably can't count the people that have a good business background. And when you go to set up a business, in terms of talking about taxes and stuff, it's not that complicated, but I'm sure there's a lot of qualified Indian students that they would attack business more so than education and art and everything else. Because there are funds available in a sense. If you want to go into business, you can get the money. But then again, just setting it up and planning your money and stuff, it's nothing easy to do. And then again, when you talk about luring industry into a reservation, they're out to make money like anybody else. And you've got to have a qualified labor force. And like you say, some of these jobs are meaningless in the sense that people are just working with their hands and stuff, but at least they're working. They're not drunk and they're not just throwing a pot. I don't know. I think that like the program on the relocation of some of these, they send so many kids to like LA and San Francisco and stuff and teach them trade. But if they would go ahead and send these people to school to more or less create their own labor force, because I'd be willing to bet 90% of the students that go to the cities acquire vocation, go right back to reservation. And like they say, there's a lot of welders on reservation that can't weld. There's nothing to weld. And they seem to, you know, they always direct Indians into a vocation. They don't prepare them for anything else, in a sense. Make a bricklayer out of them, make a auto mechanic out of them, make a welder out of them. But, you know, don't... some of these people, I think that if they would just set up more or less like a postgraduate school, or some of the people just have a high school education, and try to get them interested in these particular areas, and create a labor force where you could lure industry into a reservation. And until you do this, because then, well, all the students here, you know, you got to ask yourself, if you get an education, what are you going to do with it? Are you going back to reservation? You're going to go where you can get a job, where you can put that to use and make a living. And when you acquire a family, your family comes first. And it's nice to say that you'd like to have the tribal council have a young voice on it, in a sense, but are you willing to go back to reservation and make a living there? And is there a job there for you? Because naturally, when you go to college, you acquire education, you have an opportunity to go out and make a good salary. It's going to be hard to choose, in a sense, or hard to pass up and say, well, I want to go back to reservation. You know, and you take consideration, like, maybe you're going to be an architect, maybe you're going to be a teacher or an engineer or something, or an accountant or something, but is there a job for you back there? And I think that, like I said, these relocation programs, so where they farm all these kids out to these various cities to pick up a vocation, if they would farm out to the cities and get them interested in maybe data processing or something, you know, try at least. And then let them come back, because like I say, 90% of them want to come back, but there's nothing for them there when they come back. You know, so the government, BIA, has put all this money in these kids, and the conditions aren't that good, because I'm from up around San Francisco, and I've seen a lot of these kids. My cousin was out there, and it's just, he finished the program, and as soon as he finished, he turned and went home. He's not using his trade now. But I don't know, I could say I'm all for getting industry to reservations if you can, but then again, I think you've got to create a labor force to lure the lure industry there. Because like I say, the thing they have foremost in mind is profit. They're not going out there to break even or go in a hole. If you can't present them a labor force, then they're gonna look someplace else where they can get a qualified labor force. Like I say, some of these, like you see, you criticize some of these jobs, they're just you're working with your hands and stuff, but doggone, it's a job.
Seems like maybe an answer to the, you know, to job opportunities for Indians, and maybe a Navajo economy might be Navajo Business Corporation. Navajo set up their own business corporation to put these traders out of business. The Navajo tribe take that over. Some Indians competent to run businesses like that. Pay those guys a salary and, you know, take the profit off the top to sustain the tribe.
Well, yeah.
Well, what's the problem with that? Is there not enough Indians around to run businesses like that, or what?
No. I think there are enough Indians to run business, but it's the philosophy that the Indian tribe, let's say the Navajo tribe, have. As I told her, I think the philosophy of the Navajo tribe today, certainly more so back 10, 15 years, is that they're going to run it. The Navajo tribe, the tribal government, is going to run things.
Yeah, well, you know, this idea of tribal corporation, too, yes. Seems to fit in with that perfectly.
Yes, but they have tried. As I said, the Navajo tribe have certain enterprises.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
But these enterprises, to a certain extent, have never worked.
How come?
Because it's a government operation.
A government operation.
Right. The tribal government operations
just inherently don't work. Huh?
The tribal government, the Navajo tribal government, is no different than a city government. They have their council, and they deliberate like anybody else, and they have to do a certain amount of favors. And for instance, one instance down at Shiprock, there's a motel owned by Navajo tribe, motel restaurant. And one day, we went in.